Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
It is the Mike O'Mara Show.
Is your son still into The Voice?
I don't know. Didn't have a lot of interaction other than looking at large spiders, and then he wanted to look at giant squid.
Oh,
really?
Mm. Yes, yes.
That's pretty mature, by the way, for a little boy.
Oh, he's ahead of the game. He likes things
with lots of legs.
He'll be in. Now, I know that Mrs. O'Mara was a little upset that I called him Charles Manson based on our trip. And I told her that. She hasn't listened to the show yet, but I told her that I did that. And
you
so,
gave
you know,
her
I'm
heads
sorry
up,
about that.
Mike. You signaled to her. You said, hey,
and it was clearly an exaggeration because he hasn't carved any symbol into his forehead.
Yeah. But the thing about it is, like I do believe, I'm not going to be one of these parents that go, oh, he's brilliant. He touched his nose. But I'm going to tell you that I believe at this young age, I have been able to discern that he is reasonably intelligent. I believe he is reasonably intelligent. In fact, maybe above average intelligence. He does things that indicate that to me. He says things that indicate that to me. But three-year-olds tend to do that.
We were like that with Julia.
Yeah, you have moments
where
you go,
wow. But she's ahead of the curve as well.
Yeah, but Robert was always very strong.
Can I please,
this is great.
Just so I have full, like the right perspective.
Right.
What did Julia do where you were like, man, Julia's like ahead of the curve?
At not much older than three, I think she was almost four, she read a billboard.
Great.
We never taught her to read. She just read it. She said, look at pizza. And I went, holy
What about you, Mike?
He already has memorized his multiplication tables.
Whoa.
Really?
No, that's not true. I'm just trying to one-up Rob.
I was like, this guy's a genius.
He actually takes the booger now and puts it in the tissue himself.
That's right.
There you go. That's what it, no, he
he
will get
put
the
it on
award.
The wall.
Into the Kleenex.
I'm not going to skip ahead on the show. Michael's name will come up later in the show.
Okay.
And he pulled a great one. This is a smart guy, a little guy that helped the whole family out yesterday. No one was in real danger.
The house was in fire, and he pulled everyone out of the house.
He did a fine job.
Kal-El.
He did a fine job. I'm very proud of my little man. I like him. Kal-El.
Yeah. Mike was changing a tire. It was 1940. And the car
wonderful.
Fell on him, and young Michael lifted the car.
Wonderful. Wonderful. He did a great job. And I'm happy with the little guy. I like him a lot. And today we were watching giant squid, giant spiders, and sometimes it's big ships. He likes big things.
Boat.
He likes
boat.
We're a long way from boat. But that's what we were doing. And then that's when Mrs. O'Mara said, I have to take a shower before your show. And I like, oh.
Why isn't it our show? Why isn't it? Why is it your
isn't
show?
Isn't it technically our show,
or before the show?
Yeah. I will pass that along to her. I think you're absolutely right. I will say, I have to take a shower before that show you do with all those people.
You know, I get it at my house, too. You know what Carrie says a lot to the kids? Go put this in my bedroom. And I also called her on Sunday last week. She said, oh, yeah, that was taken at my wedding. I said, I was there, too, you know.
But you see, when Mrs. O'Mara says she has to take a shower before she takes a little guy to school, that instantaneously allows me, I get, would you like my total shower time that I'm allotted today?
Sure.
11 minutes. 11 minutes. So real happy about that today. But that's, hey, little bitty problems that don't really
small
matter.
Small
problems,
Mike.
Tiny, small.
Really right. Problems don't matter at all.
You mentioned accident. I can't wait to hear what little Michael and how he saved your lives.
Everybody's lives.
But this morning, I was concerned myself because there was an accident in the home. And you know that
an accident
in the home. You know that accidents in the home kill the majority of people.
Yes,
right?
That's true.
Bathroom accidents in particular.
Yes.
More people than any other.
Especially when showers they exceed 12 minutes.
That's right.
The odds double.
No, under 10.
Under 10 it is?
Under 10, you are taking your life in your hands.
Maybe that's why.
I woke up a little groggy this morning, and it may be.
What time did you take the Ambien?
Well, I didn't take the Ambien. I stayed up a little later than usual to play Overwatch. There's a special event going on.
Oh,
Mike.
My God. You are so obsessed with that. You're getting worse than Mac.
It's the year of the rooster, the Chinese New Year. And yes. They're celebrating it around the world, including in Overwatch. So you had special skins, special games. Capture the Flag was released. A lot of fun.
Yes.
If you're out there, Oscar Santana, hashtag 1777.
This is really one of the greatest of the Chinese years.
On Blizzard. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the year of the cock, as I would say.
Hey, well, you know, you don't need to be shocking about it. Be
most a shocking Blizzard. Disc jockey. I'm a big fan of the year of the boar.
Hey, is that loud enough?
Yes.
Yeah, it's been loud. We've been yelling.
That's loud?
Yeah, we heard it the whole
really
time.
Really loud. Been here the whole time.
And now Mike is gone. He's fallen.
He literally just had an accident in his own studio. Can someone isolate that and make that a gif?
Of him just disappearing?
Yeah, just falling, like, literally.
Hey, look, he's back.
Hey.
All right, tell me how it sounds now.
Okay, now, that's perfect.
That is dead on.
That is perfect.
Thank you, and it's good for me, too.
Yeah.
I
love that song.
That's too loud, right?
No.
No, that's perfect.
That's a little
That's a little hot, little hot.
Hey, Mike is gone again.
Little Bow Wow.
I think he keeps the sounds in his crotch.
No.
Just watching the video.
No, there's a bag under his desk he picks them up from.
That's funny because I keep all of my little noises in a vault.
How's that?
That's great. Good. That I is like really that. Great.
Back to the show. What were you saying?
So I stayed up a little late playing the game, and when I woke up, I said, "Oh my God, I got to get going." And
to no one in particular, he says.
Well, no, Shannon's back. So
see, I don't picture you doing that based on your track record for punctuality. I picture you waking up and kind of going, okay.
No.
I never picture you saying, oh my God, I've got it. No, maybe you're right because you wake up late.
Yes, it's the opposite. I want maximum rest.
Right.
Maximum stress getting to work.
There is no snooze button on life, Mike.
And I get it.
I stand up, and for the first time in a long time, I don't put on my slippers because
Jesus. Okay, Rob Petrie, let's hear this.
Yeah.
Wow.
And aren't they big slippers?
They're UGG slippers. They're huge.
Don't they look like bare feet?
All right, so you don't put your slippers
I've
on.
I've got my David Beckham underwear on and slippers. That's all I'm wearing.
I have got such a rager right now.
And, actually, no slippers this morning, but that's usually how I wake up if you want to know my routine.
I'm sure everyone does.
And I don't put on my slippers because I want to run quickly to brush my teeth, wash my face, no time for a shower.
Right.
And since I don't have my slippers on, I'm walking on this 1840s, 1830s floor, right?
That has been sanded down so many times, Mike. It is essentially
it's paper thin.
Like construction paper.
Yes.
Yes. Right.
And my second step, I feel what is basically, it's like a razor cutting into my foot, and
so you've got a sliver, like a nasty, the sliver of slivers.
The sliver of slivers, something you would get on a deck.
Is a sliver different than a splinter?
What?
Is a sliver different than a splinter?
I would say.
I think a sliver and a splinter are the same.
Yeah, okay, just checking.
But we call them slivers.
The sheer girth of the splinter is what's fascinating me. Because I sat there and I said, well, it's 8:43. Do I have time to take this out or not? And I
said, immediately blood?
No, it's just jammed in there.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's a good clean sliver.
Yes.
Right. Zoom.
I said, Shannon, wake up. We need to triage this immediately. So Shannon's like, what do you mean? I said, don't have time for this. Showtime. Go get your tweezers, right?
Mm-hmm.
She comes back.
She's got tweezers in the house standing by?
She's got tweezers everywhere for eyebrows. Who knows what she tweezes these days?
That's right. Yeah, women tweeze.
Yes.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. She first comes back with what looked to be like salad tongs. And I said, no, we're going to need a little more precise than that because there's different variations of tweezers apparently.
Sure,
right?
Sure. Different gauges.
Mm-hmm.
And we sit there on the bed. I start squeezing my foot with this huge splinter in it, and the tip pops out. And when the tip pops out, you're like, yes!
Yeah, because you can pull the whole thing out.
You could hypothetically pull the whole thing out, right?
Right.
And
heavy construction in Glover Park.
Yes! And I'm mother effing these floors the entire time, right?
Now hold it. Are you able to tell? The tip that exposed, is that the tip that went in or the tip of the end?
That's very important.
It is, because we're talking grain here.
Yes, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So I start thinking, I said, all right, which way should we approach this? Should we cut the other end out? And she said, no, maybe we should get a needle and then poke it out. Right?
Oh, my God. This is my grandfather all over again. If you came home with a diagnosis of tuberculosis, he would get a needle and methylate. And he'd say, I can fix it. One time his wife hid from him when he went to get the methylate because he loved to make things sting. And he would never use the tweezers. He would use a needle to dig it out.
So,
yeah, you'd put a needle in flame to sanitize it. And
yeah,
then
and also
dig in
make
there.
It hurt more. A hot right. needle. Mm-hmm.
And I said, I've never used this needle bit you're talking about, but if we do
it
this
might
correctly.
Be a sort of a backwoodsy cure, if you'll pardon me painting with a broad
brush. So
she's
going to take the needle to it?
She's attempting to, but... God bless her. She can do handstands and do all kinds of crazy poses.
Let me explain what's going on here, because I've done this before.
Yes.
What you're doing essentially is digging a needle trench
yes.
through your flesh. You're digging the start. You're
so
basically
yes.
hoeing out flesh to dig in where the wood part is.
Mike,
that
the splinter is El Chapo. And you're letting it escape via a flesh tunnel.
You're tunneling out the wood from the 1800s, from the 1700s.
Exactly.
That's you've got 1700 wood in
your foot. It's 1820, but the floor technically would be older than that, right?
You've got Civil War era wood
yes.
in your foot.
Which is great, because she's using Civil War technology to remove
it. Yeah.
We're going to have to put you down.
That's what they used to say to me at American University. Hey, that's Civil War era wood.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's
ladies.
Right.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Sponsored by Bud Light. We're sitting there, and I'm like, oh, this is really painful.
Where did
it
go in on your foot?
The ball of my like.
Okay, so not the heel and not the
yeah,
arch.
Enough though to say I can't leave this in and go to work.
Understood,
right? Because it just would be too uncomfortable.
Looking like Walter Brennan.
Yes. How you doing there? That'll fix him. I got a big long splinter right in him. That'll take care of it. Yes, sirree boy. That'll fix him up.
She finally trenches it out.
I brung you some dynamite.
And so she digs it out with the pin.
I thank her for that.
Any blood yet?
Starts bleeding at the end when we finally pull it out.
Oh, boy.
And I said to her, I said, not so bad, right? Not so bad. Like, pretty impressed. Didn't even know this could work this way. And she said, I probably get a splinter every other week when you're not here on this floor.
In that horrible floor.
Yes.
You need to take that floor, get rid of it, get that original floor, lift it up and put it. You could put it down yourself.
Mike, this is the issue. Everyone we've talked to has said either keep it or replace it, right?
Right.
But everybody
what
that's...
What else are you going to do?
No.
But either that, well, there was that one guy that said, put in a trapeze.
But they both have compelling arguments to keep it or replace it.
Compelling and thrilling arguments.
The one guy that says keep it, it says this is value to the home.
What does Tony say?
Tony says, burn it down. Why did you buy this house? And at that, and mind you, when they gave me the quote for the floors,
yes,
it is so dirt cheap because I have such little square footage.
Yeah, there's almost no wood to do it.
There's no wood to do it, right?
Right.
So the idea of keeping the floors to either A, repair them, or to replace them,
right?
It's not cost prohibitive. It's just what is the real value?
Yeah. What if you were to get some sort of rug?
Well, that's what I said. I said, Shannon.
I think the value is not carving your feet up on your floor. That's the value.
I didn't know that Shannon was walking around.
Yeah, because based on her statistics, you're about 9 weeks away from her having any foot left.
And it's not healthy, right? Because there could be anything in those floors and you could get like a tetanus
infection.
She might get tetanus. But I didn't know she was having these issues. But she has hasn't been telling me this because she knows how much I hate these floors. So she didn't want to compound
the floors.
The
floors sound like crap. The floors sound like they've been.
They're flaking, Mike. Nobody's floor should be flaking.
It's so great that people have things in their lives that they hate. And one of the things that Oscar hates is a floor.
A floor.
I hate that floor.
But the square footage of your house, it's not all that. Is this the floor on the main level or up in the bedroom?
The floor in, no, it's the walkway from, well, it's the entire floor on the second level.
Okay.
But both floors are falling apart. Don't get me wrong. Right now, Shannon asked me the other day, she goes, why do we have spiders in our house? And I said, because of the big holes in our floor downstairs that have dirt underneath them. And she goes, oh, really?
So what is the floor that really needs to be addressed? Is it the bedroom floor primarily? Because that's the one that you
second room,
that's
right?
The one I'd like to walk on barefoot and not question my life.
Okay, so that's the one. How much square foot? We're talking about, could you pull that off yourself? Could you put the new flooring on?
I would
on?
Say roughly upstairs, there's less than 300 square feet. I could do that.
That's like the sample pot that they show at Home Depot. The little
totally
square of wood that says,
right.
Do you want totally oak? Here's 300 square feet to let you know how it looks like.
Exactly.
That's nothing.
You could knock that out. Especially with Harry Homeowner, you learn to do all that crap
on YouTube. I guess my question to you is, and I'm asking you gentlemen as homeowners and adults.
Right.
All right. Is there real value in keeping those old floors?
No.
I don't think at that size, and I don't think if they're in that condition.
But you can, I just got to apparently sand them down.
If you sand them down, you're going to start seeing rafters.
Like a vintage window with the original glass? Yes. Mm-hmm. Original door? Yes.
Radiators?
Original something you can tweak up and caulk radiators?
That haunts me to this day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't matter at all.
Why is that?
You want to know why it doesn't matter? Because you have gangrene.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Yeah, we're not really open is the thing.
That's okay. We're not really customers.
Okay.
Ry Gerhart.
Is that your name, or? I mean, geez, I met the guy, of course, once or twice. Did you need a character reference, or?
That's good. I like that. A character reference. How about you just tell us where he is?
Ow!
Kids today love to talk on the phone, but I'm a big believer in correspondence. Friendly or otherwise. If you've got a complaint, it's my motto, put it in writing. For instance, last week I bought one of those new automatic coffee makers, Sears. And the thing is, pardon my French, a real piece of shit. So what do I do? Here, General Electric. The coffee maker that I bought at Sears makes a noise when it's brewing. It sounds like a fat man having a heart attack.
Stop!
And it forces me to ask the question, is this why our once great nation is going down the crapper?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now, the best of O'Mara.
Now, let me tell you about three-year-olds. They're all into trucks, and they're into creepy crawlers, and they're into all things that little boys love. And I love, even when I talk about the trip we had and how nuts he was,
right?
He doesn't like being out of the house. 2 days back in the house, he's the greatest little boy in the world.
Cool.
I love him.
He's readjusted.
Edible. He's just so adorable. I love him, love him, love him. But he's all little boy.
Sure.
And,
frogs and snails and puppy dog tails.
Yeah, and by the way, he got a balance bike, and he's tearing around the neighborhood on that, which is fantastic.
Balance bike?
And a balance bike is...
Training wheels?
I think it's really designed to prep kids for a regular bicycle, and what it is a low-to-the-ground regular bike without training wheels, and you don't propel it. You propel it with your feet, so you kind of go bing, bing, bing like Fred Flintstone, and then you hop on the thing, and you coast for a while, and it completely preps a kid for a bicycle.
So he's actually balancing on two wheels?
Oh, God, yes.
Fantastic.
Absolutely.
What were our parents, what were they doing? Those mooks?
Well, my mom had a bike with a big front wheel and a small little wheel. She's
thank
older.
You to Dirk. That was a gift from for his, I think, Christmas present from Dirk. We didn't open it this week. And our friend Dirk sent that. I hope I didn't get that wrong, Carla. I believe that's who I say thank you to.
Oh, Carla knows.
And yes, she does.
She says thank you to him all the time.
She does. And so
he's just buying his time.
We're sitting there, and I will be honest with you. This is the time of year where I truly enjoy Florida weather. I love it down here. It's a little crisp in the morning, and it's beautiful in the evening. And you can sit outside, and you can enjoy, eating your evening meal al fresco. So we're sitting there, and Carla's back to having me eat healthy. Although I got busted out yesterday just a second.
Twinkies? What was it? Like, cupcakes?
This was the quickest. This was the Danish. Quickest. I thought that I covered every one of my tracks when she went to pick Michael up at school.
Chips Ahoy.
Because I was dealing with a DirecTV guy that was coming in yesterday. And yes. As soon as the DirecTV guy left, I was right into the kitchen. And I cleaned up everything. I truly did. I sit here, I'm putting together my little game in my office. Carla arrives, I wave, hi guys, nice to see you. The door opens, Carla's standing at the door, and she goes, you want to tell me about this?
Oh,
and
no.
She had found the jar that I had raided.
What jar was it?
A jar of some goodness, a jar of delicious goodness.
Was it a jar that you had... emptied and thrown away, and she found it in the trash?
No, it was a small jar, about that big, with about a quarter inch left.
So and, maybe and maybe
it,
ounce
it had
and a half
had about
top.
A half an inch in what?
So maybe an ounce top that you would.
I'm not sure exactly.
A prepared
what it
food
is.
Or
it is a prepared food.
Is it made
very
from
famous.
Hazelnuts?
How do you do it? What is wrong?
Because fat men know fat men. That's why.
Baby.
Is this one fat man to the next?
Yeah, baby. Because you know what? Here's why.
I'm thinking.
Excuse me, sir.
You're like a guru. You're a Kreskin.
Excuse me, sir. I got one more question for you.
Yes, go right
No,
ahead.
Here's the deal is that it had to be a jarred food and something that was fast because time was of the essence. There was no preparation, and it was something that you would have eaten from the jar. Peanut butter is out of the question. You're not a peanut butter guy. So what would it be? If it was a jar, it's not like a whipped cream. It's not an ice cream. It has to have been something.
True talent.
And it was indeed the treat from across the sea made of skim milk, cocoa, and hazelnuts. It was, I present to you, Your Honor, Nutella.
You ate it out of the jar?
He's killing me. Nope, didn't eat it out of the jar. Now okay. I will, and I will give Rob, I will, I need to make this worth Rob's while.
Okay.
Right? Because I don't want to give too many hints here, but no, I did not eat it right out of the jar.
Okay, so put it on something.
I paired it with something. Oh, I paired all right. it with something. Oh, and I will just, this is my only hint. I dipped. And by the way, when I got done dipping, it is the greatest snack in the history of sweet snacks. It was the best.
It is not something that is actually savory
is
like
Nutella
a cracker.
Like peanut butter?
No, it's like a chocolate, almost like a chocolate spread.
Okay.
It's chocolate spread. You should try it sometime. Go get, someday get Oscar some Nutella and have him sample it in there.
I'm going to guess that you paired it with some sort of underly sweetened cookie, like a shortbread.
That is incorrect. I'm terribly sorry. We had from our trip, because we bought them in the airport because it's too expensive in the Bahamas,
yes.
We actually bought a bag of pretzels. And
I've done this. This is a good snack.
Chocolate pretzels.
You made your own chocolate pretzels.
That
and
sounds
I had
pretty good.
A small bag of pretzels.
Sticks?
And no, they were actually the full little mini pretzels.
Okay.
And as a matter of fact, my hands looked like seriously. I basically been No Country for Old Men. I was covered with chocolate.
Yeah, it's hard dipping when it gets to the bottom of the Nutella.
And I put
it's
the
got huge
I put
hands
the,
too.
I first of all we had little snack size bags of the salty snacks, and I buried it in the bottom of the trash, and then I put the Nutella back right where I had found it, and I destroyed all evidence.
Yeah,
and
meanwhile,
exactly what I had done.
JB Fletcher, she figured you out.
She got it. Jessica Fletcher was able to bust me out and let me know that I'd had that, and
what,
I was a bad man.
Everybody has goals, Mike, and when you started 2017 out, I got to get to a weight where I can actually get my hip my other hip replaced and alleviate some of the pressure here.
It's chronic pain, Oscar. That's what I'm dealing with, chronic pain. Trying to compensate any way I can. It's the chronic pain. That's what I do.
Hey, speaking
back
of
pain
chronic.
Even on today's show. Back pain, the latest pain on today's show. Yes, back pain.
The
like 5
worst.
Minutes before the show started, which caught me by surprise.
Tweet
by
your back.
Might be a hazelnut allergy. But
after that, and she was so delighted that she busted me. She can sometimes I don't get the punishment and I don't get the lecture because she is so pleased that she rapidly found out and she knows
that, that's unhealthy. You know what? That's an unhealthy.
Yes, she's
thing.
Enabling.
Yeah.
She, but she, God bless her.
Or
she's
teeing herself up for Dirk.
But then a very healthy salmon.
Dirk likes
last
fruit.
Evening. We went out into the patio, and, you know, it's tough to get a three-year-old to sit in one place when you're having dinner.
True.
So Michael's running all over the little patio down here, the little lanai.
The lanai,
Mike, please. Got,
and he runs, and suddenly he comes back, and he goes, snake, snake. And we're like, okay, the little guy, you know, he thinks everything's
he's imagining
snake, you
know, now.
And Carla goes over first, and she says, and I hear the tone, Mike.
Oh,
and
no.
I'm like, oh, my
it's
God.
Go time. Yes,
oh, my God. Oh, my. That was loud. Anyway, I say, let me get over there. And in the corner, tiny. It's probably that big. It's tiny.
It's virtually a worm.
Is a snake. But here's the difference. It is hyper aggressive. This is a tiny
aggressive?
Little baby. This is a baby snake that is coiled just like you would see a
anaconda?
A regular dangerous snake.
Right.
No, I put it up on Facebook. Big
let
mistake.
Me look this up.
I put it up on Facebook, big mistake,
to
see
briefly, but
what it was. And by the way, I said, could somebody identify this guy for me, Southwest Florida? And of course, the first person writes, snake.
Yeah, you know what you did, Mike? You essentially you went to the top of the comedy church and you rang the shtick bell because nobody gave you a decent answer.
Right. Yeah. And Donna, you know, when you make the same joke 40 other people have made, when I get 208 comments and yours comes 27 minutes ago, that's not funny, Donna. That's not funny. Thank you very much. So, yeah, it's here's the thing I believe it was, and I really do believe this. I got, let me see, someone said that this was a corn snake. Someone said this was a Florida racer, which is a breed of snake. But the one
Whitehood?
That I actually looked at this, and if you look at it, it's small. It's tough to see.
Would you say it was about, if it, I mean, I know it's hard to estimate because it was coiled. Would you say it was maybe 10 inches long?
No, it wasn't that long.
Not even that long.
It was probably, if you end to end, it was probably more like 7.
Okay.
Probably more 7 or 8 inches. I don't think it was a 10
flaccid
snake.
Or, you know.
Stop it.
Somebody said it was a garter snake. I believe this, and you're going to mock me for it, but because the way
when have we ever?
And the way, and by the way, it was striking. It was striking at us.
So it was like making the little jabs where like
it was making little jabs, and I believe it was a pygmy. It was a baby pygmy rattlesnake. That's common down here in South Florida, and you can look it up. And
so before
say,
it's old enough it to have the rattle on it,
it is a gray body. It had a gray body with red markings on it, and it was so small it was hard to see. So I'm looking at it again, and I'm trying to blow up the picture.
Rob,
of
I'm
it
blowing it up because, for you.
Thank you.
Now, Pony, you're blowing up the picture. It looked to me like maybe it was the only problem when they're that small. Even with a regular pygmy rattler, you're not going to hear
Christmas
the rattle.
Oh,
but
yeah.
When there, it's but to even see the rattle is tough. But the snake coiled and it did strike, and then I took the tip of my fishing pole, and we have a little drainage hole at the bottom of the lanai, and I actually was able to shepherd it out the hole that was in the lanai.
Shimmy, like God, Mike, and it's God's
like
creatures.
God, like God, like I was like I was putting it on
like,
the ark.
Like Moses. Mike, I don't mock you because I look at the markings and
the
markings fact that it was striking
of
red.
A jungle cat.
The
gray
fact
and red.
It's not
now
a
look
jungle
up pygmy,
cat.
Look up pygmy rattlesnake and compare.
Remember
the,
when he was on
colors.
WHFS?
Hey, it's Pygmy Rattlesnake. How you? I mean, he wore the best cowboy hat.
He did.
He was fantastic. But he always smelled like beer and ass.
That's right. That's well, he didn't bathe a lot because he was all about the good program. Pygmy Rattlesnake.
It's Pygmy Rattlesnake. But I'm trying to see if anybody said, Bill Osborne, thank you for telling me it's a snake. I appreciate that.
A snake that big, if you're three, it might as well be an anaconda.
Well, but also a snake is horrifying to see in action because the way it moves does not, it doesn't like subscribe to the rules of nature.
It's a little
unnatural. The three-year-old,
saved
you. No false alarm, legitimate sighting, alerted the whole house. I got the thing off the back deck, even though it was teeny tiny. I have no idea, you know, whether it's venomous
or not. I don't think the patterns match, Mike.
Yeah.
The skin patterns are different.
I disagree.
You don't think it's a pygmy rattler?
I think it is.
Based on what I'm seeing.
I think it is, and simply because the pigment would change as the rattlesnake matures.
First of all, Oscar, please spell pygmy correctly.
Oh, damn it.
P-I-G-M-Y.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
I put P-Y-G-M-Y, I thought.
P-Y-G-M-Y might be right.
Isn't
yeah.
it P-Y-G-M-Y?
But I know it doesn't end I-E. Okay, pygmy rattlesnake.
Now, look at that thing. Same pictures.
No, but you see, Mike, here's the deal. The picture you took... The pattern connects almost like a checkerboard.
Oh, exactly. Great point.
And these patterns, though similar, are spots.
They disconnect.
And they're too rounded.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So I don't think maybe it's a
gardener snake.
It's a gardener snake, Mike. Yes. It comes in and plants strawberries.
Yeah.
garter snake.
Yeah. Is it gardener?
Garter snake.
Oh,
well, it's gone now. I checked this morning.
I thought
first
it was a gardener because it was in the garden.
No. In that case, it would probably be a garden snake because a gardener snake would actually plant.
Which is vicious.
Which neither are vicious.
No, they're not vicious.
They're benign.
What rattlesnakes, are they vicious?
Yes, and poisonous.
Yes, of course rattlesnakes are vicious. That's,
you would
be, I mean, come on. Dead
now. In like
again,
10 minutes.
I'm a city guy. I'm not an outdoor
no,
guy.
No, you wouldn't be dead in 10 minutes, and they probably wouldn't have enough venom at that size to cause any real problem. But, you know.
But still, the thing that troubles me is the fact that it was striking. That doesn't
seem.
It was
like coiled up like you would see in a movie.
Yeah.
It was actually doing that. It was coiled up. But I guess any snake, if it felt
scared. Look at this picture. This might give Mike's theory a little more credence.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really overanalyze this.
No, but still. The patterns are different.
Yeah, that's even less like the one in the picture. Yeah.
I like that little Michael's like Beastmaster, though.
The coloring was gray and red.
Mm-hmm. I like that little Michael wasn't scared.
Nope.
He was more excited about
it. But he immediately alerted the family.
And he knew.
That is smart.
You have to tell people, a stranger danger, whether it's a snake or it's a person.
That's right.
It's my little guy. Save the entire family.
Diego to ruin the show here. Welcome, Diego.
Show killer. Show killer.
Go ahead, Diego. What do you want?
Question for you, Mike. Did it have, did you notice a weird smell with the snake?
Oh.
No, I did
odor.
Not. Why?
Because I'm looking up the checkered garter snake, and it says that it releases a foul-smelling liquid for its attackers.
Ooh,
no, it does not. Juggy. I did not. Yeah, as a matter of fact, but it was late in the day, so that could have been coming from me.
Do you talk C++?
Do I?
Can you telnet into port 25 and fake an email?
Can I?
Do you like to surf the backplane of a router?
Yes, I do.
Have you ever hex-edited your way to a registered version?
Sounds sexy.
We're not going to be talking about any of those things, but what will we be talking about, Oscar?
It's technology and the way it affects your life.
And we're going to be combining a lot of entertainment. It's going to be a good time. This is not your father's tech show.
Tech 411 Show, available on the More Broadcasting Network and on iTunes.
That means it's good, so please check it out.
Or don't.
The best of O'Mara.
Without further ado, let's open it up. The audio vault for today, Feb 10, 2017. Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
Today we start with a thank you to listener Ben McDaniel. I believe he is from Kansas. He did a very cool thing. He made us a custom jingle for our mailbag by tracking his voice 6 times. But
wow.
What's so cool is he put a video up with a screen split, 6 different pictures of him singing.
That's
so you can
pretty
see
cool.
him do
That's like a viral video.
Yeah, and I believe it's on the fan page, so check it out. But check out how great this sounds.
It's all about you.
That's Ben Daniel. I'm sorry, Ben McDaniel singing the same track 6 times.
Can I hear
times.
It one more time,
Yeah, he's
please?
Awesome.
It's all about you.
I wish I could sing.
Yeah, I know, don't you?
That's terrific. Worst. We're going to play that for the mailbag now.
I'm hoping we can maybe use it as a letter separator.
It's all about you.
Let's not use That's it
awesome.
Too much.
I
love
to go,
it.
Go, Ben. Thank you very much.
Have you ever
what
had...
What did you say, Oscar? What?
I said,
you
let's
said
not
something
use it
I was
too
thinking.
Much.
Yeah, I agree. Sorry. I'm sorry. I wouldn't use it like between every letter.
No, but sometimes you need a mood shifter.
Maybe every other
you
week.
Do,
yeah, like, for example, if we're tired of the mood of Oscar being a jerk.
It's all
about you. We're going to get it to the finish line, boys. I know we
are. I promise.
I promise.
Have you ever had your washing machine go off balance? A lot of times, you know, if you put in a blanket or something, and when it spins.
All the time. I've busted washing machines.
That is a household task that I have truly avoided for most of my life. I stay away from the laundry room.
Laundry?
Women's work, Mike. That's what I've always said.
Mm-hmm. I only really like throw something in there if I've soiled myself.
Carrie, so pretty often.
I've thrown things away.
Yeah, relatively. But I don't press the buttons. I just throw it
in. Just throw it in there, and then when it fills up, buy a new washer.
Get done.
That's how I do it.
Carrie loves washing clothes. She loves drying clothes. She loves leaving clothes in the dryer for days and days and days.
Oh, you've been bitching about that for 20 years.
But that's not the reason why I brought you here. This guy has an unbalanced washing machine, and what he did is instead of complaining or fixing it, he used it for his benefit. He used it to sing The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
I love people. I do too. I really love people.
There, I'll make the bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due.
I'm gonna doing it the right way, too.
Yeah.
I think I'm better than you. The boy said my name's Johnny.
All right, I get it.
He does the whole song. But how great is it? I love it. I just thought it was fantastic.
A genius marketer will figure out what brand that is.
Exactly.
And then figure out if they're competing with that brand and just send them a new washer.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Good point.
I love that.
Her name is Constance Landry, Mike. She is a senior citizen who lives in New Orleans, Louisiana.
God bless her.
And she survived a tornado. And when they were interviewing her, she was a little peeved that they got her age wrong. So what they're doing here is she's actually 75, but she is not polite enough to let a small detail get by this reporter.
So on chef was Constance Landry. She says she's lived here her entire life, almost 80 years, been through just about everything.
I know 80 years old.
Well, just about. I'm sorry, Miss Constance. 76 to be exact.
No, 75.
75. Are you coming back to New Orleans and New Orleans East?
Is an elephant heavy? I'm coming back, baby.
I love it. Is an elephant heavy? I'm coming back, baby.
I'm coming back, baby. Yes, sir. I ain't no 80 years old. Shut up, reporter.
Her response reminded me of Aerosmith.
Are you coming back to New Orleans and New Orleans East?
Is an elephant heavy? I'm coming back, baby.
There we go.
All right,
Mr. Tyler. Going down.
I knew that you and both you and Oscar are fans of Jake Gyllenhaal, right?
Gyllenhaal.
Forgive me. I've messed up his name before.
No, we always have to stop because you'll pronounce it. That's not like the way you pronounce it all the time, is it?
Sure.
Gyllenhaal. Do you say Gyllenhaal?
I do. But not anymore.
No, but why do you do that?
Because I just, it's a
weird pronouncer, right?
Gyllenhaal. Which
did
is
you
Gyllenhaal.
Do that on accident?
I did it on accident, Mike. I opened the curtain and I did it on accident.
You said on accident one, didn't you?
No, I don't say that. I hate
feel
that.
Bad for you, Rob, right now, but you do this to me all the time. Please continue, Mike.
All right, go ahead. What was the colloquialism that you said that was kind of a redneck white trash colloquialism? I thought it was on accident.
If I ever said on accident, I did it for effect, being that I did it on purpose because I hate that. That
Tony,
one,
do you remember? Didn't we get on Rob for saying on accident? I thought it was on accident.
I don't sworn
I thought
so.
It was shoot him, Elizabeth.
Shoot him.
Shoot him, Elizabeth. Shoot him.
Go ahead. We're at the end of the week. Let's just get out of here. Thank you.
There's this guy, and his name is Jake Gyllenhaal. And he's opening on Broadway, actually, I believe, tomorrow night in the musical Sunday.
Carla's fave, by the way.
Oh.
He's handsome fellow.
Every woman that hates her husband.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even husbands, even women that like their husband, like this guy. Did you know that in addition to being
Shannon
beautiful and a great actor, he can really sing?
Oh, really?
Honestly, he can. Here is Jake in rehearsal for Sunday in the Park with George.
And how you're always turning grass or the stick or the dog or the light, how the kind of woman willing to waits, not the kind that you
sounds
want
like a standard Broadway actor.
Pretty amazing, though, right?
Right.
That's just another reason to hate him. I'll go on mispronouncing his name because he is, Mike, what we like to call a triple threat.
A triple threat performer, Rob.
Yeah, but opening on Broadway, so congratulations.
Does Dan O'Brien look like Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yeah, the way Pony looks like a building.
Okay, just
sitting there. It does not.
Oh, I wish I had connectivity problems. I am trying so hard. Oh, I wish...
It's higher than
pretty damn good.
I was hoping you would sing Shapoopy from The Music Man. Also a favorite.
Shapoopy, 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 na 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 na. Shapoopy, 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 na 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 na.
People are now in their cubes or in their cars being like, I gotta roll up the windows.
Yeah.
Right. No. Oscar. Don't remind me, we gotta give away flowers at the end of
right.
the show.
Flowers!
You have to remember, then let's close with this. Let's do this. Oscar, yes. You have children in your future, I know, because you're very much in love.
Yes.
And you have to be careful when you choose.
He'll be spreading his seed all over the place.
And what's that song from The Music Man?
Shapoopy, na 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 na.
Always be careful when you choose your daycare center.
This is a crazy story. In North Carolina, follow me on this. In North Carolina, a mother is suing a daycare center.
True.
Because one of the workers there breastfed her son without permission. So she's suing. Yeah, authorities say she doesn't really have a case because her son is 32.
That's your magic audio vault.
Hello? Hello, it's me, Pedro. I don't have much to say, but I wanted to tell you that while I ride my bike to school, I like to listen to the Cake and Cookie Show with Rob and Katie. They're really good. I was looking for a podcast about putting cakes or something, and it wasn't until a few episodes in that I realized that Cake and Cookies wasn't about cake or cookies. But I still like Rob and Katie, so I still listen. You can find them on iTunes or on the Michael Mayer Show app. I'm feeling really hot. I'm gonna go home and lie down.
Cake and Cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show. The best of O'Mara.
All right, so I told you that I bid this job out. The joke immediately, of course, was that I hired this person because this was a woman.
Sure.
And nothing... Look,
a pretty woman.
That, well, it was a pretty woman. Yes. And
walking look, down your street.
Mm-hmm. I have to use the words of Jackie Mason. It didn't hurt. But the fact that this person was competent and detailed in the assessment of the job, but the tipping point... ultimately comes down to the number crunching.
Sure.
But the tipping point for me with anybody that I use to do anything is, you're going to laugh at this because it might be a little bit of the opposite of me, it's positivity. And you get so many people, especially in the contracting world, that will talk about something in terms of constant negatives. Negative
okay,
about the other person
now.
That well, you know what I'm talking about, right, Rob?
You know what? They would lead probably. Let me guess. See if I'm on the same page as you.
Okay.
Whoever built this didn't know what they were doing.
Absolutely. Like right out of the chute. And yeah. I am so sick of that. It can be painters. It can be kitchen remodelers.
Right.
It can be bathroom. Anything you're doing, they love to say, here's the negative. Here's the. Can I get an estimate on this shop? Well. Look, the one problem, and it's this just symphony of negativity that comes out, that was not the case here. And I was just like, oh, no, I'll do it. Here's the job. And even when she was talking about things that she was going to remove because they weren't done correctly, which is true, it was done in a positive way. And that's where that just goes a long way. You asked if I was tense and hovering
right.
and doing that. No, when I'm sure that the job is going to be done effectively and correctly, I go away and let them do it because I know it's going to be done on time and I know it's going to be done correctly. I hate the negative. I can't stand that when it's just, well, this person, look, I don't know. This could be, and I'm just, I don't want to hear
what
all
was
your
selling point. Then? Yeah. How did she sell you?
The selling point was the fact that she was just matter of fact about how efficiently she could do the job. And she was the first one that said, we can use some of the existing materials to fix.
Oh, that's
make
sweet. Oh, that's cool, and that
and
is
fix
strong.
This, yeah, and that was, it's sweet.
That's so nice.
I'm going to get you off of this subject so fast, Santana. Let me ask I know you, exactly where you're
let
going.
Let me ask you to paint for a moment with a broad brush because it's one of the things we do best.
Yes, of course.
Every
it
state
is.
Sort of
terrified
has its own.
Still, I want to move on.
Every state has its own personality, and you know we know the personality of Florida because we've heard about it.
Yes.
But in my mind, the people of Maine are efficient.
Yes.
And they tell it like it is. Mm-hmm. But also, don't they sort of have a fatalist, negative attitude?
There's
as a
dryness. There's a dryness. There's
so
not
it must
a lot
be
of,
very refreshing to find someone who is not negative out of the shoot. Does she have an accent? Is she is she from there or from away?
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't asked. I'm not has sure 100%.
Has this hot streak affected her efficiency? Or is she wearing less to make sure she stays cool?
I am going to come through there. I'm going to come through the TV monitor. And I
and also,
going to
hot
kill
streak
you.
Is different I'm than going, a heat yeah. wave.
But he had to put it in those terms, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, and by the way, at the lumber store where I did my own project and I asked about contractors, she got the rave of everybody. Said that's the best person on the point.
Cool.
So that's the reason that
because she's on point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some would say too.
You what? Know what, Oscar? Mm. You know what, Oscar? You are killing me. I'm not going to go so far as to wish for a tragic, plane accident this weekend, where the blade comes across. Are you ready for your little excursion to Laurel, Maryland? This
weekend?
The
date is set, Mike. Tomorrow morning, I'm swinging by my friend Jeff's house. And we're going flying.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
Oscar is going to be flying toy planes tomorrow.
Toy planes.
Planes.
Toy planes.
Toy plane.
RC toy plane.
So how big is this toy plane you're going to fly?
Well, I'm taking my girlfriend's car because it's got a bigger trunk.
Yeah, it does. I don't even know what that means.
Because if we have to take two cars to get one of his planes out there,
yes.
I'm not sure if he's going to have access to the pickup or not. So
so would it be impossible for you to climb aboard the plane and fly it to Laurel?
Impossible. Impossible.
So, we could put Mac in the plane.
Yeah. Oh, Pony, I think. Yeah.
Do we have any interns on deck today?
Are yes, young interns? Jason is here, recall.
Hi. Oh, Jason, how are you?
I'm
how
doing
you?
Well, Mike. How are you?
He's
I'm
got a jersey one. On.
Yeah, you know
just
what?
For you.
You really should. Ask for a fashion show. You do that.
Okay, let's see. Hop in front all of the right, camera there, Jason.
Yeah, give him once around.
Coming out from intern corner so I can see him on camera. Oh, you got a Sox jersey on today. Way to go, young man.
Yeah.
Well done. Yeah. Well done. Pedro.
Lift it up. Show him your
45
ass.
Is Pedro. 25 is Big Poppy, right? Is 25 Big Poppy?
Big Poppy.
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, that's great. All right.
No Big Poppy jokes about the contractor. Be over the line. We're moving on.
Really, really was hoping we could move on.
Moving
I truly, truly.
Because Oscar's playing with toy planes.
So you're going to, these are about. I love this song, though. Great Frank Sinatra. Yes, catch me if you can.
Come fly with me. Let's fly. Let's fly away.
Great use of it in the DiCaprio movie.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic. That one of my probably my favorite DiCaprio movie. Absolutely.
Better so than these Gilbert Grape.
I hated Gilbert Grape. Only like when that fat lady sits on the bed.
Oh, you know what? Anyway. Sometimes you just got to burn the house down, Mike.
Is it a 3-foot wingspan on these things?
I think the one plane we're going to take is an 8-foot wingspan.
Wow.
So they're pretty big. They're super light. I'm going to take a bunch of pictures and I'll make sure to post them.
Now, do you have a thing where you can like put a GoPro on the plane?
So you can.
Can you put a GoPro in your throat?
Some of them actually allow you to have built-in cameras already.
Okay, but you can. So we won't see any video this
you can,
weekend.
Not, what I'm going to try to do is take my quadcopter up and film the planes while they fly by. So I think that's what my what I'm looking forward to doing.
It's very, very exciting.
So he's going to take off. I'm going to the shot I'm shooting for by the end of the day is a nice pan of him taking off,
mm-hmm.
and then him doing nice flyby when he's doing some sort of trick or acrobatic work in the air, right? And then him landing, but landing in the way that you would see in a movie as a real plane coming to land.
So you would actually be flying next to
next
it.
To him, yeah.
You know, there will planes, be a collision.
Yeah.
Did CNN get the opportunity to trowel up that Malaysian airliner thing again with that one piece of records they found on the mm-hmm. island, and now that is a cottage industry for them. I mean, it's so
by the way,
ridiculous to do 2 hours on that.
I smell a rat because this is exactly what they want us to think that somebody threw a piece of the plane out that they could refab easy, right? A little flap, no big deal. They could probably remake that part. And now we have to believe it's the middle of the ocean somewhere.
Somebody so you think it's a scam?
Plane. It's a scam.
Who's doing I haven't heard that CNN before. Doing the scam?
No, Hydra.
Oh, Hydra is,
of course. Or somebody nefarious, or the aliens, Mike, that took the plane.
You really somebody think this is a scam? No,
I,
there's no
I
way.
I saw this yesterday. I said, Shannon, don't believe the news. Those barnacles look fresh. They're too perfect.
They were
they're
shells.
They're too perfect.
It's the way shells attach to things.
They you know, too perfect. I will tell you, with the scrutiny of the media over the last couple of years, and a beautiful article about the Trump candidacy, and I will try to locate it for you. I can't give you the source because I just read it this morning, and it's like online when you're reading articles, you don't always pay attention to the to source you're reading. But a wonderful article about the line between reality TV and hucksterism and real politics and how that line is being obscured, and
wouldn't
that's the Trump
sense?
Candidacy. And it's the same thing with this, where when it comes to actual reporting, where you're really going to go and get a fact, like, for example, let's throw out global warming and climate change and getting facts on that. Not sexy. Nobody's going to pay attention to it. Get a mystery, scary ghost plane that nobody can find, and they can do 2.5-3 hours on that, and that's what our news is today.
Well, because, Mike, what they don't want something that has an answer. Because when something has an answer, it has
it's
a beginning, a middle, and
closed.
An end, and it's
and
done.
It's over.
And then it's, instead, you can have Aaron Burnett talking about this could have happened or this.
And
exactly.
It was too perfect. It's like off the set of Lost. It's on the beach. They find this thing, and then they look at a serial number that, by the way, looks like it's hand-painted on that anybody could have put. They said, oh, it's got to be from Boeing 777.
Quite a unique conspiracy theory.
There's only one missing. There's only one missing. It's got to be from that one.
Well, a 777 does not, and I sometimes sound like Bill O'Reilly. Well, a 777, Oscar, a 777 doesn't go missing every day. So it is rare.
But of all the things you're going to find, a flap. Something that somebody can make, probably 3D print these days. It's just like, come
on. It's stunning to me that the only thing I would tell you
is stunning to me that he has this theory.
I love the theory. I'm all about it. I'm all about it because this is exactly what they're doing on CNN.
Okay.
With the guy with the former security head with no lips. They're doing that thing too. And then they bring the British guy that looks like he might be a game show host on there going,
The sex toy
they
guy?
Could have crashed in the ocean, but they don't know what's going on. And they're all flapping their gums, and I'm hearing, because I'm not really paying attention. But, you get conspiracy theories, and that's what people love. They enjoy that. And then they move on to anything. Rob's absolutely right. If it's hard news, it's just not interested in hard news.
Show me a jet engine, and I'll believe you. Something that can't be remanufactured.
Do you think that when they talk about that this plane may indeed be 2 miles below the surface of the ocean, I think this might be all we get. I really, really do. I don't know. And you don't think it's even part of the real plane?
I think whoever took the plane said, we're going to throw this in the ocean, we're going to have some barnacles grow on it. And when it shows up, they'll know it wasn't us.
But it was.
So
but it's been vetted,
see, he thinks that the Jim Jones compound somewhere on some small island, there are a bunch of these plane passengers that are being held at gunpoint and forced to reproduce a special colony of zombie people that are going to attack the world.
Smoke monster.
Yeah.
And they 3D printed something with barnacles on it.
They tossed it and said,
"Oh, what's that over there?"
It disappeared. No. The actual piece is real, right?
Right.
What I'm saying, if you're going to...
Oh, and they replaced it.
They replaced it. If you're going to replace something on a plane, a flap is probably the easiest thing to replace.
Well, all I know is that they were talking about this on CNN and a ridiculous amount of overanalysis. And
you
then I read the article about...
Take that to the bank.
I read the article about Trump, and Trump is the same thing. It's entertainment.
Yep.
It's not as much real politics as entertaining theater, and we love that because he's going to say something stupid, and then he's going to cause a lot of controversy. And so our news is now being really replaced in totality.
Carneyville.
By Carneyville, the entertainment. That's it. And that is why, to be perfectly honest with you, I don't want to make any statements right now.
Right.
But I'm beginning to give I'm giving some serious thought to entering the race.
Attaboy.
Hi, this is Cooper's Hawk. When I'm not serving the finest wine of Bob's River, Chicago, I like to listen to podcasts. recently after being verbally berated by a hobbled old man with his way out of league wife, I learned all about the Mike O'Mara show. And that's what I learned all about the TMOS Wine Enthusiast Club. It's all things wine and all things TMOS. Look it up on Facebook today. Buy a wine membership.
The Best of O'Mara.
It's time for Gift Corner.
Woo!
You know, it's
hold
been
on,
a
let's
long
make
time.
Oscar say woo again, because that was awfully gurgly.
Woo! Oscar got my cold.
Yeah.
That means you're going to get it.
Pony had it already.
Pony, you had it too?
Yes, I did.
So you're going to get it soon.
Not if I'm crafty.
You're going to get it right before, you're going to get it the week before the live show.
I hope, you know when I get it? I hope I get it right before Christmas.
This could be allergies. Who knows?
Yeah, it sounds like
allergies.
I don't know. My years of clean living has made me almost impervious to the common cold.
Wash hands and use Listerine Total Care.
Yes. All that's of, really the all first, over your body.
You guys know this. It's been, what, it was 3 years since I've had a head cold.
Now, are you...
And I had a light head cold. It went away very quickly.
Are
I'm
you
very happy about
are
that.
Are you on any medicine right now?
No, I am not.
Because you really...
Outside of the drugs, you know, that I... The recreational drugs that I take every day before the
you
show.
You really, really seemed like a guy who was on a lot of decongestant, because as soon as Oscar said, I'm not well, he said... Do you do DayQuil? I have DayQuil. Would you like DayQuil? I can get you DayQuil because I have DayQuil upstairs.
I get a little manic sometimes.
He's on because, a high.
Yes.
It's called freedom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
he's like George Michael.
Mama went back to work today.
Yes, she did.
And took the sun.
The sun.
But I mean, no, it's fine. I'm just proud of her. She's doing a nice job. She's temporarily going back to work.
And so you're like a bachelor now.
Yeah, I mean, I had the house to myself.
Oh,
and,
how long has it been since that was the
a
case?
Very long
right?
time. Very long time.
9 months and some change.
I love my bride, but we have total togetherness. We are together quite a bit.
Symbiotic.
All the time.
You have the dogs, though.
I have the dogs, and, you know, I'm working on bridge building in that situation, too, because it's no secret that Frankie and I have been, you know, a little testy with one another, and this morning I bonded with Frankie a little bit. I held him for a long time, and I was petting him, and I was like, hey, how you doing? You good
How's
boy.
How's that? Because yesterday you wanted to kill him.
Yesterday I wanted to kill him, because the combination of Frankie pooping liberally all throughout the house, not just the studio, anywhere in the
Mike,
house.
Mike, it's really not a political issue.
It's a...
yeah, no
okay,
big potty.
The conservative poo...
he was pooping to the left.
The conservative poo... he does poop to the left. It, well, it curls.
It curls
to the left. And the thing that gets me more than anything else, though, is Frankie's barking. You guys know this when you come into the house, the way Frankie barks at everybody. And then the number one reason Frankie and I weren't getting along, his general fear of me.
Yeah.
Where I would come into a room, and in one breath, he'll come over, and he'll put his paws up on my leg and want to be held.
Yeah.
But then I'll walk into the bedroom at night, and Frankie will look up and run under the bed.
Well, from his perspective, you're Gargamel. No.
Oh, wait a second.
He's a smart.
Mike, here's one for you.
Yes. So
and
anyway.
I think the reason Frankie is excessively scared of you now more than ever, you know how you replaced your microwave through Amazon, through our website?
Right.
The microwave, the old microwave, is sitting on the kitchen floor like you're walking him down death's door.
You mean it was sitting on the kitchen floor.
Oh, you moved
floor.
It?
Yeah, did you guys joke about the fact that it sat out there? That's something that drives you nuts.
I had a pole.
No, I don't care. I didn't even see it.
Okay, yeah.
I had a pole.
We took it to the street today. You did?
I said it'll be about a week before R2-D2's moved.
R2-D2. See, what I suspected is
I didn't know what to do with it. I didn't know you could just leave it out for the trash. I did that today. I don't know if they took it yet.
Was it
on the street when you guys
went
outside?
No, it's gone.
They took it.
Yeah, they're probably using it to warm up lunch.
Either the trash man took it or some others took it.
My people.
Yeah.
Well, we're scavengers at heart. You know that.
You know what you should do? The next time you put out a major appliance, working or not, on your curb, even if the trash... Put a sticker on it that says
$5. $5. Well, it's not a working appliance. It kind of damages the product you put. If you put a plate in there, it would spark.
Well,
you put the wrong plate in there.
Your metal plate.
I didn't put a metal plate in there. No, I put the same plates I put in there forever. It would just spark a little bit.
Well, but were you with any metal at all?
No.
Did you have you can't put
It was it was not functioning. It wasn't heating. It was sparking inside.
This is why I can't have you get a new computer, because that microwave probably just works. You're putting the wrong plate in it.
No, that is absolutely
true. What he was using was his mess kit.
This is not how I envisioned the opening segment.
Oh, no, sorry, you had a different plan.
Because we have gifts. I already opened mine. I cheated.
Oh, boo!
But you guys opened your gifts. I think we may have gotten all the same gifts, but
I'm not
sure.
May I read the card?
Go ahead.
It says, to keep Mike's plates out of the microwave.
Shut up!
No, it says, Rob, enjoy your gift from a loyal listener.
A loyal listener.
And it's obviously from Amazon because of the wrapping, which I think is
to Oscar. From Amazon.
To Oscar from a loyal listener.
Oh, Oscar, we've raved out about this in the past.
All right, I have one.
Perfect Polly.
Perfect Polly.
Everyone's favorite animatronic bird.
Yeah, we've got Perfect Polly.
I'm
going to
set this up right now.
Does this need the batteries right away?
Pony, can you set us up? How about Pony sets us up and we start rocking once they're ready to go?
All right, hold on.
This is great. You know what? It's life-size and very realistic. It's the world's perfect pet. Amazingly lifelike parakeet moves and sings. Telebrands, as seen on TV, presents Perfect Polly. Chirp, chirp.
Do you have AAA batteries? They're not included.
I have an ass load of AAA batteries.
Wow.
Pony, do you mind going and grabbing those?
Yeah,
you
know he keeps them in the microwave.
You know the closet in the, you know, in the dungeon den room? You know where you face the sun porch?
The wooden
room. You take
room.
A left and there's that closet where underneath the stairs where the tools are. There are baskets in there that have every kind of every single kind of battery under the sun.
And you're going to need a little screwdriver apparently as well.
Oh, and you know what else?
I hate that.
There's an offer in Perfect Polly.
Yeah, for zirconia or something?
The infinite love ring.
Yeah.
Mm,
isn't that nice? Is that only $10?
Yes, and it appraises at $85.
Really?
Give your wife the pleasure of an $85 ring.
So do you put? Oh, so you put the poly in? How do you control it?
You don't. That's the magic of it. The magic of it is that the perfect poly is so lifelike that it exists in its own world.
So are you going to tell me that the perfect poly? And I wish I remember the name of the guy that sent these.
Well, he just said he's a loyal listener.
I don't think he wanted anonymity. If you don't want anonymity, send me a message and tell me your name.
Great for your laptop screen.
Yeah, right. Look at
this. Can't go wrong.
See, it's so lifelike. Look at this. Isn't that fantastic?
Well, I'm going to put him on the perch.
Well,
there you go.
Front perch or back perch?
That's not funny.
You're right.
You know what's great about gifts?
Hey, look, it goes on the iPad.
Yeah.
Right there.
Oh, look at that. That's good,
nice,
man,
right?
Good man. I'm going to take a picture of that right now.
I'm going to put that here.
Oh, that's not as cool as Rob's, though.
All right. Shut up, Oscar.
Shut up, Oscar. Right. Now, when you probably don't, you didn't hear this because
this.
you were in Maine when
How
I
did
first
you get
saw
yours to stay.
I trained it. No, when you were in Maine, I saw this ad on the on a television commercial.
You did.
And I pulled the audio and I came in screaming to Oscar, and I think I explained how much it troubled me.
Yeah.
That, you know, a parakeet is not really, and you should not hold your poly by the tail feathers. You should hold it.
No one can stop the Spanish Inquisition.
You're supposed to do it on your finger like that.
There you go.
Now you see it, and it looks
well,
so
you
real.
Were troubled because the commercial was creepy, and then it kind of showed, I wouldn't say the elderly, but maybe it did show.
It showed the elderly.
Yeah.
And what
lonely
it is,
with a fake bird.
What you've got here, Mike, is essentially the lowest maintenance animal that exists, the parakeet. And they've turned it into a robot.
Right.
It's like really, really bottom of the barrel Disney stuff.
What's the deal with the batteries, Pony?
Well, he's going to put them in. He's got to put them in with the screwdriver. He's got to unscrew them.
Here, give him my bird.
Yeah, and I will give
here,
you.
Flip him his
you
bird.
You'll get the first bird, Mike.
Here, we will go to break. Birds. We will go to break after the bird is
completed. Hurry up.
No pressure.
Speed is of the essence.
Now, are you going to explain why Oscar is like Kenny from South Park?
Oscar has gotten my cold. And therefore, Oscar, I just gave him a shot of Dayquil.
But he's got his hood up. He looks like a...
Well, it's 100 degrees out today. We're getting a warm snap here in the Washington, D.C.
And we're sitting
area.
Here with Jesse Pinkman.
Jesse is covered up because he's got a cold, and he's feeling the cold weather.
No.
Cold weather in the studio.
It's chilly in here.
Well, the air conditioning unit basically blows directly on you.
Yes.
Yeah.
But now I'm feeling it as well. So
I love it.
Do you feel like it's blowing directly on you again?
Yes.
You do?
But it's not a big deal, Mike. It's all about you.
No, it's not all about
me. As long as you're okay.
No, I wouldn't have asked if it was all about me.
As long as you're okay.
Obviously, he's also caught a case of passive aggressive.
Yes, he does. Yeah, he's got that.
Don't worry, Mike. I'm dripping the snot on my keyboard. But it's all about you as long as you're
happy. He is dressed a little like Pinkman today.
All I'm going to say is
Yo, bitch.
I love it. A cool breeze in the studio. This is like doing radio the way God intended.
Yo, Mr. White. The show's over. I don't know what I'm going to do now.
Were the days at WJFK, was that old studio hot?
It could be.
I can't remember
it could
very
be. It
well.
Was dank. It was always dank.
Yeah, the problem with radio station studios is, you know this, I mean, you go into a radio station, did you get it?
Right. There you go.
Now right turn on. It on, I guess.
Right. How do you turn it on?
There's a little,
what?
It's on. I guess you got to put it on the perch.
Yeah. Right, it's Polly.
Maybe that works that way. You're saying, Mike.
Wait a minute.
Oh,
I hear it.
Oh, here we go.
Well, it's a little rubber.
Do you want me to take care of that for you? I could do that.
Polly.
Hi, Polly.
The one thing I remember about the JFK studio is that the air conditioner will always set on 58, but then they would turn the heat lamps all the way up, and they
the lighting was
really like French
fry.
Oh,
no.
What? Did it poop on
you? Did the head
fall off?
His foot fell off.
Ah!
Oh, no. He doesn't have a foot.
Mike, you loved it so hard.
Yeah, you loved it to death. All creatures great and small.
You wanted to hold it and squeeze it and love it.
I will call it George. And I've killed it.
I want the rabbits, Lenny. I want the rabbits.
Oh, no.
The good news is he found the foot.
I found the foot.
Okay, good, good, good.
There it goes. It looks like Andrew Rooney's eyebrow. Hold on.
Mike, what you have to do is you have to fix Polly. Right now, you know what you have? You have imperfect Polly.
I have imperfect Polly. It's like super glued on here?
I don't know.
Do you think Carla's going to like it?
Hold on a second.
Of course, yeah.
She might like it.
Well, you know, she's got the motherly instinct.
Yeah.
She'll like to take it under her wing.
Oh, that is creepy. The head's moving.
Oh, you know what? I have never felt closer to killing myself than I have this very moment.
I really don't like this.
Quiet, Polly. Polly, quiet.
That's not
Polly,
good.
Polly, quiet.
I know it breaks the prime directive.
Quiet.
It breaks the prime directive.
Polly, quiet.
But do you think the dogs would react to it?
I'm not bringing the dogs in here. No, I know you'd like to see.
How about after the show? Can we have a private field trip?
Yeah, we can do that.
Because, you know, I make Linus chase the laser pointer.
Right.
Which means he's really bright.
No, I don't, you know.
No. This is a dead parrot. Right,
this is lovely. This is terrific. Thank you, listener, for saying.
I got mine going.
Is it going to stop?
I got mine going. There we go.
That's
great. See, my feet didn't fall off.
No, nor did your birds.
Right. It actually looks like a parakeet. It's pretty cool.
Is it perfect, though?
It's not perfect.
Well,
it's not bad, though.
Oh, you know what?
The paint job was a little jacked up.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
Oh,
no. The head the head fell off.
Oh, no.
Mike.
Oh, no.
Our pets' heads are falling off.
Oh,
no. Oh, the tail. Oh, yeah. You're just horrible.
Hello, Clarice. Hello.
Clarice. Not good.
I'm dismembering your body. The parrot. You know I'm a disc jockey. I have to break these
things. We have to save at least one because it'll make a great giveaway at the State Theater, and tickets are still available.
This is amazing that it's still headless.
Yeah.
It moves.
It's
Oh, no.
You know what? I've had a parakeet before. I don't recall them clicking so much.
This is a day for Ustream, if it's any day.
Yeah.
This is great.
This is the best mechanical toy since the Bob Hope golf cart.
Oh, I didn't know you could turn it off.
Yeah, man.
I didn't need to kill it.
Yeah.
Oh, you broke it to turn it off?
Yeah, I broke
You're
it
You're a monster.
Yeah, you really are. You know, you really jumped the gun on that.
Its baby tail is broken now, too.
The baby tail.
I can't do that.
Hey, what's the warranty situation? Maybe you could mail it back.
The warranty situation.
Throughout history, man has sought the ability to conquer all things. He conquered nature, medicine, his enemies. But one thing always eluded him. Man could not conquer time. Until now. Thanks to the new Mike O'Mara Show app, time has become man's minion. When you listen to TMOS on the new app, traveling back in time is as easy as hitting rewind. Stop time in its very tracks, just by hitting pause. And if you want to travel into the future, where God knows what awaits you, a simple fast forward will get you there, if you dare. Plus, you can stream the show live as it happens thanks to TMOS Live. You can control time as long as you take the time to download the app and make sure you are running the updated version on time. Do it now! The updated TMOS app. Your passport to a great time. In the past, the present, and the future. Plus, TMOS Live. Always on, always there. And thank you for your time.
The best of O'Mara.
Back to TMOS, already in progress. Oscar, I took your advice over the weekend.
What? What'd you did?
He told me not to get happy. He told me to be careful. He told me to be mindful.
Yes.
And were you mindful?
You're damn right I was.
Attaboy.
Yeah, big win. Big win. Big wins.
We had a wonderful, it's a beautiful island. It's a beautiful place to be, and it's a half an hour from where I live. One of the differences living down here,
sure,
where you can access places, a bit of a drive to get over there, but then once you get the drive, it's kind of, I was obsessed with the fact that it was a 35-minute flight to get to where we need.
You get to the Bahamas cool in the same amount of time it takes me to get to, say, Jimmy's Old Town Tavern.
I mean, if you really...
Both great destinations.
Yeah.
That's a solid comparison. Wow. It really is. Wings.
Oh, my God.
Jerky.
Oh, my God. If you ever told me anything that makes me think, thank you for moving, Michael. Thank you. You're welcome, Mike. Yes, Mike. Thank you. Anyway, your flight, how long is the flight to Boston is basically 2 hours from
no,
DC,
it's
right?
Shorter than that.
An hour and
15,
45?
Hour and 15, 40. I would say an hour and 15.
Did you take the shuttle? Is the shuttle still a thing?
It's whatever it was I got on. My brother paid for it all. So full disclosure. Okay, like, yes.
Oh, your brother's so cool to fly you up and do that. And so it's about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
If you average it out. Quicker to get up than to get back, especially with the head.
I went up Friday and came back Saturday. That's how much, my brother wanted me to see his my nephew, and I wanted to see...
That's a quickie trip.
Yes.
How come you didn't stay overnight Saturday
Well,
night?
My fiance's still there, but...
Oh, Shannon.
Yeah, I had made a commitment to our colleague and friend Dominic Foxworth to help him out on Sundays, so...
You are a worker bee, my friend. You are a worker bee. Oh, yeah. Way to go.
When
that's
I told,
very nice of you.
When I told my brother, I was like, look, I can go up for one day. He said, done. I just want you to
see
Sebastian.
Did he agree a little too quick?
No. Again, for him, and just for some context, my sister's oldest, my brother's middle child, I'm the youngest. And for my sister and my brother, and for my sister's kids, I remember seeing them when they were infants.
Sure.
And I felt like as technology has really paved the way that I was seeing my nephew Sebastian for the first time on FaceTime, but I wasn't there. Like, it made me miss him more and more and more.
You want to get
more,
up there.
Right?
You want to hold
yeah.
the baby. You want to hold
so,
the baby. You want to be the good uncle.
Yeah.
So we race up there. He's 2 months old.
Look at Pony chuckle. See, Pony not relating to that at all.
Smell great.
Babies do smell great.
There's nothing like the good smell of babies smell great.
Oh, no,
the
no.
The bad smell of babies do not. Muconium, the little that comes out there, is not great.
Dark as pitch, good. Mike.
Vomit does not, does not smell
Vomit great. Is bad. Yeah.
But like a freshly like powdered little baby is
a clean
just
baby.
Smell the head,
I still
man.
Like when my kid smells good now. My kid, by the way, at 3 has not moved into stinky land.
Sure.
Yet. What? When does that happen?
11.
About 5 or 6?
No,
or
no. I mean, they will start to smell progressively, but 11 is the magic number.
That's when they 11. Really start to stink
when
like
you,
boys.
When he says, go to your room and stay there and lock it.
Okay. So you got a chance to see your nephew for the Sebastian, baby Sebastian.
Yeah, and I had, I wanted to put in as much FaceTime as possible. And with a baby, it's not FaceTime, it's more shoulder time because they're just, you're holding them, right?
Like they can't even focus
on like,
you.
They're like glowworms. For those of you without kids, they are glowworms that you have to keep alive.
Yeah, but don't squeeze them. They don't light up.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Can I ask you this? Because at this stage, 2 months old, this is cute little hold baby. So you're saying this turned you off to the idea of having children? I mean, even
I'm not ready, Mike. I'm not ready. I'm not,
you're not ready,
ready
to have an
because
infant.
I'm too selfish
right.
to understand.
That'll back up.
But we all knew this. We knew this going in.
Yes. I am too selfish with my time. Like, I just got into PC gaming. I got to get that mastered.
Tomorrow I want to talk about that because I want to figure it out.
And it really, as I sat there...
How are your baby holding skills? Do you have mad baby holding skills?
No.
Are you terrified to hold the baby?
Well, I don't want to hurt the baby either, right?
And well, you know, that's a good trait.
Can they come out with looser necks? Like,
seriously.
Please.
Work on that.
Yeah. A little toning of the neck, God, please.
Scary,
or whoever
the
puts baby together.
Sebastian has no core strength.
Yes.
Yeah. Looks like he's flipping broken.
Soft skulls.
Yeah. And I don't
core
like,
strength.
You got to hold that head. If you don't hold that head, God forbid.
Don't want to put your thumb in the wrong place on the baby's head.
I hate soft spot jokes. Quit it.
Soft spot jokes. Yeah.
Worst.
Really?
But
God.
That's all babies, and I remember
certain parts of that baby's head are just like that little film that you get across pudding.
Oh, God!
I'm doing this just for Rob. So I'm doing this just for
my
Rob.
My niece and nephew were as like, I guess, Gumby as Sebastian is, right?
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And I remember...
Don't let the jelly come out of the donut. Yeah.
I remember holding them, but it wasn't as intimidating. And maybe because I was younger and I didn't have a care in the world.
Could be. Were they older or were they still the same age?
They were the same. They were two or three months.
This is on you. You were stupider then.
If you're
holding the baby's head, avoid that part of the top of the head that feels like a balloon.
Oh, I don't even know what that feels like,
he's
Mike.
He's talking about a soft spot of the baby's head. The crown of the skull has not sealed yet.
So okay.
And it really... We found something that really bugs Rob. I'm going to keep doing
the worst.
Right.
The notion of it.
Really, like if you were to squeeze too hard, you might, you know. No, God forbid that would ever
Rob Spiewak's getting the heebie-jeebies here in the studio.
Oh, man.
It bugs me, too, to be honest with you. I got, like, goosebumps when I'm doing this shtick, but it's
you
it's
know
fun
what? Thank you
Rob
for
react.
Thank you for giving in, though, and really, you know, putting yourself out there.
I go through 1, 2, 3 feedings and nap times. So, like, I want to...
For him or for you?
For... For him.
Okay, good.
And by the way, up Friday afternoon, you
Yes, right? And I remember going to bed because, by the way, babies don't sleep that long. I don't know what their deal is.
They don't.
And
they sleep in spurts.
Yes. And I told my brother, I said, I want as much FaceTime as possible. He said, all right. Like, just let you
know.
When
they asked you to hold the baby, did you answer it like Marcus Sturt and say, that's your prerogative?
No. I reached out to hold the baby
every
time.
Still thinking about that from the beginning of the show.
And I fed him with the bottle and I burped him, but it's just, I'm terrified. And even when he's a little burrito and he can't move and you're holding him. And
you swaddle him?
It's the sweetest thing in the world. That's
cute, your little burrito. My little burrito's the best.
Yeah. I don't know, it's a little racist, I think.
I agree.
My little burrito.
El Spato de Softo.
And he is, like, I don't want anybody to be really confused here. Like, I love this little kid. Like, I love him so much, right?
Oh, you're a good uncle. And your fiance is still up there
and
in
she's
Boston?
Still, like, we're in love with this baby. So it's one of those feelings that you wish you lived in Boston to help them out and hang
visit,
out with the baby more.
One with
by the way, it's not going to really be your choice. If she's up there right now and she's hanging with the baby and you're not there, she's falling in love with that baby every day, even more. And women want babies.
They do.
Women like babies.
They're crazy for them.
And then when you...
Even more than diamonds and furs.
And when you open
they
up...
They want babies. I offered them chocolates and nylons.
They want babies.
They want babies.
And little babies. Mine wanted a baby and I'm old.
And when you open up the burrito, they stretch out.
Yeah.
Like the little arms stretching out. That's the awesome part, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
The scary part is that these little kids, they can't do anything for themselves.
Yeah.
Right? And then
you get this guy, everyone listening, that a 2-month-old is virtually unable to take care of itself.
Yep.
And, just so you, it's in the Spock book.
And then my brother.
Hey, it won't be long before the baby will be 3, and then you'll be traveling with somebody that belongs in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Like my little guy. Really, just a couple of times in the hotel room going, I wanna. Like talking gibberish. They say, what are you doing? What's that, your special language? And he comes over to Daddy and he goes, I said, that hurts, Daddy. That hurts, Daddy. You're hitting Daddy's arm. And it's like, that hurts, Daddy. And he kind of looks at you with that blank, yes, I will kill you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's right. Crazy. Back to your seat, Norman.
Yeah, thank you very much.
So, but overall, I'm glad I had a chance to get up and see Sebastian. And thank you to my brother and, of course, Shannon for even staying up. She's sending me all these pictures of them. And you guys are probably right that it won't be my choice in the long run. Right.
Well, it's 9 months from September because, you know, they're marrying in September. And after they're married, they'll be able to make love.
Yeah, for the first
just
time.
Just a question of his libido. He's kind of got that going for him. Yeah, he's got that going for him. You know?
We're good
just
right
gotta
now.
Just got to get him really lubed up one night and just do something really nasty.
Summertime, baby.
She's got to stage something that's like something that he would see on one of his computer screens.
Oh, my God. Oscar, get on the bus, Oscar.
Look at my mustache.
They pick him up at work in a van. Hi, baby. That'll be baby time.
What would you do for $60?
Speaking of flights, on the way back, I remember, I think I told Dominique off air, because I'm not on air to show, that's his program, and I said, you know, I was sitting on the tarmac forever. He goes, that reminds me of a time, and he mentioned the story on air, during the NFL season when he was playing for the Broncos, that there was a blizzard that had come into Denver. And they said that they had to get to the airport for their charter to get to the next game.
Mm-hmm.
And he remembers that they used to go to like a private gate for the Broncos.
Yeah.
And because they have a private charter jet for the NFL teams. But this time they had to go through the airport and he saw people sleeping in the airport. Like they had been there for a few days.
Right.
Right.
And he wondered, like, WTF, like, what are we doing here? Because NFL doesn't stop, Mike. What they end up doing in cases like that is they have plows that plow the runway
in front of the charter jet as they're taking off.
So, in other words, they make an exception for their charter that does not apply to the rest of the service at the airport. So they can fly out, but the people, so they can risk life and limb for the NFL teams, but the people that are flying like the regular Joe aircraft to get back to New York can't.
Or
can't
is
fly.
It the reverse that you're, so he's walking through the airport, seeing people sleeping in the airport. They instead of a gate, the arm that comes out for the gate. What is that called?
The jetway.
Okay, yeah.
They have to walk down on the runway, and they see the plane being de-iced. Right, it's being de-iced.
See, right before they get on, that's a nice.
And then, but they have to plow the runway like in a movie in front of the jet. So they have all these plows.
Well, not when the jet is taking off, because if they did that, they probably would hit the plow.
Sucked through the plane.
No, I agree, but he said
they plow it and then they get out of the way.
Yes.
You make it sound like there's some guy, Vinny, who runs the snowplow at the airport is going, faster, Tony! Faster! But they're gaining on us, for God's sake!
I guess the point of the story is this. A, you can get out if you got to get out. Out. B, what would you do in that situation? Would you not get on that plane and say, look, this is probably dangerous if no one else is flying?
See, I'm a phobic flyer, but I get on the plane anyway, even when the circumstances are really scary. I did it in Boston when my mom was passing away, and we had horrible weather. I don't know how we got out. I'm not worried about flying out. It's when you hear the weather's on the other end when you're flying it. Landing has become my moment now. I've gone takeoffs, I'm a little nervous. Landings just plain suck, especially when I'm next to Charles Manson, the 3-year-old Charles Manson in the seat.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.